It's not a midlife crisis, it's a midlife career pivot experiment called Fork in the Road. And I'm the human guinea pig, Andy Marshall, who's got the gall to attempt to have a successful career doing work I love, creative work, and throw that notion of a starving artist out the window. Then take the elevator down to the ground floor and jump on it some more. And I'm going to keep doing this every day on the podcast. So let's go.
My dream home would have to include an art studio. An art studio is one of those things that's almost important as the art for some people. I mean, if you look at a lot of YouTube videos and things like that, it becomes this kind of thing like equipment does for photographers. It's all this tech stuff. Like if I got this, if I had this, then I'd be able to do this and all of that kind of stuff. And I kind of think you can get bogged down a bit in the technicality of the art studio. But you know, I've never had an art studio, but it is an exciting concept for me. But rather than it being a big mess of work and collected objects and art clutter, basically like a junk shed of a mad scientist or a mechanic, I think of an art studio would be more along, you know, the lines of minimalism in a minimalist house. And I'm not just saying that because it's fashionable minimalism at the moment, but because I think for me personally, I know it for sure that the external clutter is a direct reflection of what's going on in my head, and vice versa, and one feeds the other, and a cluttered studio gives me a confused and cluttered head, and you know, a clear one clears your space. That's what it does for me anyway. So I'd have a space, and you know, it would be, you know, I'm getting all in the dream fantasy land here of art studios, but it would have large windows with, you know, nature outside, countryside outside, and in the good weather be opened up and turned into an outdoor space with a roof. I mean, we're talking ideally here. I mean, not everybody has the money for this. I don't have the money for that, but you know, it would be, it's something to kind of manifest, work towards, you know, aim for, strive for. It's nice to know where you're trying to go, otherwise you don't know how to get there. I currently carry my art studio around wherever I go, basically because I get very little time to create art. So all my tools for creating art are my pencils, sketchbook, iPad, and my phone, and that's it. And new additions, you know, any new additions to my dream studio would include a sitting and standing desk, you know, one that you can move around, with cameras set up to allow me to do live stream sketching, which I found to be pretty fun and cool. And so, like, you know, if you make it easy, then it's easy to do, and you just set it up and you go, and then there's no resistance to you doing it. I think that's a part of doing some kinds of art or doing certain things, is if you make it really easy to do and you cut down on the resistance, you have the tools there ready to go, then it's just easy to do. All you've got to do is find the time and you just do it. You know, and in terms of the perfect design, art studio's got to go in a house, I suppose it does. Maybe it sits out in the paddock all by itself, that would be pretty cool. But either way, I think it'd need to be like an off-grid, self-sufficient kind of setup, with, you know, very little heating and cooling, just kind of has that thermal mass, you know, like a hippie house, a good old hippie house. And that could be a studio by itself or in the house. But I feel anything where you can bring nature into the studio space, even if you bring pot plants into the studio space, you need greenery, you need life in there. to just kind of free up your mind, make you feel at ease. And, you know, I asked this question out on Instagram as to what they would, as the artists, friends that I talked to up there, would consider a perfect working environment. And Panatopic Electrical said, a place with as few people as possible. Yes, that's true. I can vouch for that. Pardon me. Anthony Ann Fox said, isolation, music and tea. Patatown said, good music and coffee. The Belgian artist said, a positive one. So you can see a bit of a theme coming up here. It's quiet music. Maybe quiet music, some tea or coffee. Not many people, just to be alone with your thoughts. So, I don't know, I think this is something good to aim for. I mean, if you want to have a look at what my art studio was like prior to moving, I mean, it's still, my art studio is still pretty much the same. I did a video on YouTube called My Budget Art Mobile Art Studio, and I've put it up in the blog as well. And you can see how I pretty much would do live stream illustrations from my car and how I would draw from my car. So, you know, anything's possible. You know, you have your studio that you have to do art no matter what, where you are right now. And then you have the one, you know, your dream one that you're working towards. So that's kind of my thoughts on studio spaces, but certainly don't get bogged down in it and having to think that everything has to be perfect before you can create art, because that's certainly not the case.
And that just about wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to start talking, I'd love you to leave me a voice message. All you have to do is tap the link at the bottom of the podcast description and you'll be able to leave me a 1 minute message there. It could be a question, your thoughts, praise, outrage. I don't care. I just want the attention. And I'll play the message back on the show and I'll catch you tomorrow at the fork in the road.